This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Police in Greeley have arrested a man for allegedly vandalizing four churches in the area. The Greeley Tribune reports that Carlos Franco allegedly smashed the church's windows with beer bottles, causing thousands of dollars in damage. The vandalism all occurred on the same night last month. The school district in Durango is moving towards solar energy. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The district has signed a contract with the energy company Verigy. It will construct 3 carport and 4 rooftop solar systems at 6 schools. This, plus LED lighting and energy-efficient building upgrades, is expected to save the district millions of dollars over the next 20 years. The program is leveraging close to $2.5 million in rebates and federal solar incentives to help pay for the project. The panels and light savings will reduce the district's carbon emissions, the equivalent of taking 409 gasoline-powered cars off the road each year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
It's President's Day, and while Colorado has not produced a U.S. president, many have visited, often to enjoy the great outdoors. Sean Boyd is curator of archives at History Colorado. She says Teddy Roosevelt was a frequent visitor. He once checked into the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood Springs.
And stayed for about 3 weeks and went hunting and exploring lots of natural resources. And allegedly, the staff at the hotel made him a bear. And that was the origin of the teddy bear in Glenwood Springs.
Gerald Ford had a so-called winter White House in Vail. Dwight Eisenhower spent a lot of time in Denver, where his wife was from. And on this President's Day, it's mostly sunny all across Colorado. Mountain highs near 40. And around Denver, it's highs today near 60. Colorado's high country can expect snow tomorrow, and that continues through much of the rest of the week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.